expect when you're expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents.
KFIVS News on the hour, presented by Indeed.com.
Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. President Biden is just minutes away from his pull-aside with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the G7 summit in Japan. The one-on-one comes as Mr. Biden rethinks U.S. air support for Kyiv's battle with Russia. CBS's Deborah Pata has more from Ukraine.
More aid has been pledged, including a whopping nearly $3 billion military package from Germany. And an announcement from the UK and the Netherlands that they are building an international coalition to help procure F-16 fighter jets for Ukraine. Followed by a stunning U-turn from the US, which has previously insisted it was not feasible to send the advanced jets to Kyiv. President Biden now says the US will train Ukrainian pilots.
The White House says President Biden is ready to jump back into those stalled debt ceiling talks. He's scheduled to speak with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy by phone before heading back to Washington. The horse National Treasure comes up big, winning the Preakness Stakes. But the win comes hours after another horse owned by Bob Baffert suffered a catastrophic leg injury and had to be euthanized. He tried to collect his thoughts on NBC.
To win this, it's losing that horse today really hurts, but I'm happy for Johnny. He got the win. I have a great team. I got my boys with me. I'm sorry, but it's been a very emotional day.
The second privately funded flight to the International Space Station is set for an afternoon launch. Neither Axiom Space nor businessman and pilot John Schaffner will say how much his seat costs, but he tells CBS News he hopes the price will eventually come down.
It was expensive in the early days of aviation when the first commercial airplanes were developed. I mean, only it took people of means to get on that. And now we have a commercial aviation sector that everyone enjoys. And I look forward to when the same thing happens for space.
Remembering a page-turner for the ages, British novelist, essayist, and nonfiction author Martin Amis.
A writer's accomplishments are often measured by his impact on others. New Statesman editor George Eaton says he can't overstate the impact Martin Amis had on his readers.
Everyone who read Martin Amis, certainly a lot of people who read Martin Amis, came away wanting to be a writer.
Amis is best known for novels like Money, A Suicide Note, London Fields, and The Information. A film adaptation of his 2014 novel, The Zone of Interest, has just premiered at the Cannes Film Festival. His agent says Amis died at his home here in Florida after a battle with cancer. Martin Amis was 73. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
And this is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.
Across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Great wrung out of my tidy white, actually, that I...
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what this guy was on.
I love bad year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Divided by You think you're- down.
Up to be turned down. That Zeroed Hero on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music, a double dip of Zeroed Hero. That particular song is off Love Letters to a Mannequin back in 2017. Rise Up before that. That's from their 2021 release. That was a single, Rise Up. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Zeroed Hero is actually playing an afternoon matinee show, kind of early evening, I guess. 5:30 start at the High Noon Saloon on Friday, June 2nd. That's on the patio, too, so that's going to be a good time. How you doing, everybody? I am Jimmy K here with Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight. We send our best. We're broadcasting statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be sure to check out the webpage, civicmedia.us. Dude, there's a lot of good shows here on Civic Media throughout the week, and you get all the schedule, all the podcasts, and including all the podcasts for Max Inc. Radio on the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us. Rocker, we still got, I'm still buzzing by seeing Beth Keeley. That was a great interview. She has so much to offer, and she's offered so much to our Madison music scene, Rocker.
And such a great album. I'm excited to hear the whole thing. So far, I think I'm only heard two songs, but Jimmy, you assure me that it's fully good, the whole album.
I would highly recommend when you get home tonight or maybe tomorrow, it's in the library, dude. You have access to the library. Grab that and listen to it with the family. Have some dinner. It'll be a good time.
I'll do my due research.
There you go. We still got plenty of show ahead of us, Rocker. What's going on?
Jimmy, Terry talks with Wisconsin-born drummer Quentin Kafal to learn what it's like to play solo shows, where you can see him in action, and how they've bonded over the band Kiss. I think he's down in Nashville now, so he's in a ton of Milwaukee bands. I could not believe how many different bands he'd been in. Devil's Lair coming up very soon. Leah Ina Marie Raku, singer, songwriter, performer, music teacher from Wanawak, Wisconsin. She's in the studio to perform live in the Devil's Lair. And Jimmy, before you get to Max and Kevy, I have to say I love those matinee shows. And my band, yeah, Iron Plow, is playing with Lo-Fi Killers on June 30th at 5:30 or 5 o'clock, actually, on the patio at the High Noon Saloon. That's a lot of fun. Those are free shows, Jimmy, and yeah, all ages. Are.
I like Lo-Fi Killers, man. For a two-piece, they sound tight, dude.
Well, you know what I'm excited about? The Lo-Fi Killers, right? The drummer is a big John Bonham fan, and he went and bought a Ludwig Vistalite with a 26-inch bass drum, so I get to play on that drum set, and I've never played on one before, so this will be a lot of fun.
Does he play with the big drumsticks?
I'm sure he must.
Is he a vodka drinker?
Well,
do you see where I'm going with that?
Jimmy.
Hammer of the gods, you know? Hey, check this out. I went camping for the first time this past week. E-Dub and Leona and Dottie, we all piled in the vehicles, and we went to Ottawa Lake Campground over in the Kettle Moraine State Forest, just north of Eagle.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful area. Shout out to Eagle, Wisconsin, by the way. That's a nice little community. Nice little biker bar right in downtown Eagle. That place looks pretty cool. Great weather, though. Great time camping. Looking forward to camping trip number two. That's coming up in June. We're heading up to Council Ground State Park in the Wausau area. Actually, in Merle, Wisconsin, just north of Wausau.
Did you notice anything strange when you were in Ottawa? Anything at night? Any kind of creepy stuff happen?
We heard coyotes howling.
Are you sure it was a coyote, Jimmy?
Pretty sure. And then there was the barracoons. The barracoons always visit the campsite.
Well, out at Ottawa Lake, that's out really close to Strawberry Road. And of course, Strawberry Road, there's the Strawberry Road Monster, which is an old, old, old story. Goes back to when I was a kid.
I don't know this story.
Yeah. What's
it? Strawberry Hill Monster.
Strawberry Road.
Strawberry Road. I wonder if Mike Huberty knows about this.
I think we had talked about it once. He had heard of it. It's one of those ghost stories from Waukesha. So I don't know if I'd be going camping there. It scared the crap out of me when I was a Boy Scout.
Have you seen this monster out in Waukesha? Those of you listening to us on the Shaw 101 FM, 844-967-2789. Tell us your auto. What is it? The Strawberry Road Monster.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Shortcake? Is Shortcake his sidekick?
I think that's what he was raiding our campground for.
He's looking for the whipped cream in the cooler, man. That's what's happening. Earlier, I was telling you about Something to Do. They're one of my favorite bands here in Madison, and they're celebrating their 10-year anniversary. Plus, their album, Music for Fine Dining, they released a vinyl. And on Sunday, May 28th at the Majestic Theater, they're putting on the show. They're playing music for fine dining from front to end. It's going to be something to do extraordinaire. And I highly recommend getting the vinyl. I've already bought mine. It was only $20, you know. Mrs. K was like, yeah, sure. Let's do some something to do right now. Let her go. Something to do on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You go. Let you go. There was a time when I was certain I was something special. There was a time when I was sure I'd never lose. There was a time when I had everything I ever wanted. There was a time when I was always right for you. You know it's true. Let you go.
That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh, when the stars have aligned, girl, then you'll be mine. Please let me touch that booty. And with a butt like that, I simply got to ask. Please let me touch that booty. I got you down on the floor, baby, begging me for more. Please let me touch that booty. Out of those jeans like the girls in magazines. At least let me see your booty. I'd like to travel this girl. Please. second just to drop those pants. Please let me touch that booty.
There's a classic throwback to 2010 here in Madison, Dr. Noise and the Booty Song from the Short Stories album. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. Radio here on Civic Media, broadcasting statewide. Welcome to the show. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Ethical Trade Company, Goods for a Better World. They're located on Madison's East Side, but you can also shop online at ethicaltradeco.com. Also sponsored by Wykurt Realtors on Dash Lake Point. Let them help you open the door to your future home. You can stop into their office on Atwood Avenue or get more information at whitekirk-lakepoint.com. And Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com. Magic Conch, they're busy. They got new stuff coming out. In fact, I think their new album is being released very soon. They're going to be coming on Max Inc. Radio to tell us all about it. They're playing a show at the Popcorn Tavern in La Crosse on Friday, May 26th with Defunk and the Greasy Monkeys. How about that? That's going to be a good show. Stick around. We got the Max Inc. calendar update coming up in a moment. But right now, let's do some Magic Conch. A little witchcraft for you on a Saturday night from Wombology. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Without any further ado, feast your eyes on that. Oh,
That song gets you rolling on a Saturday night. How you doing, everybody? You know, Mackenzie Moore is moving away. No, Mackenzie. Her going away show is with Beth Keeley Band June 2nd at the Burr Oak. Here's her latest song, Mannequin.
I think I don't feel anything. Then my brain takes over. Cause the ties to my heart kickstart electricity flows like blood, and it's running through my rusty veins. I know it's corroding, but I can't feel it sting. I'm not human, I'm an ugly mannequin, glossed over eyes.
Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Now it's time for the Max Inc. Radio live music calendar update for Saturday, May 20th. Sponsored by Wykert Realtors Lake Point. We'll help open the door to your future home. Visit their office on Atwood Avenue and online at wykert-lakepoint.com.
A few shows you may want to check out tonight. First, Midwest Mix-Up is back at the Annex on Regent Street in Madison. See you next Tuesday, Meth, The Central, The Unnecessary Gunpoint Lecture, and Soul Shade. That show is just underway. Blues God Paul Nelson is at the Red Rooster in Madison tonight. Amelia Ford is live right now at Mackinac's in Green Bay. And Adam Gruhl and the Space Burritos. Moon Dance Party just started at the Appleton Beer Factory. Next week is Memorial Day weekend, and that means there's a ton of music happening around the area. May Bash starts Friday in Ryle, Wisconsin. The world's largest Bratfest is at Willow Island in Madison. That starts on Friday. In Appleton, Almost Normal is at Game Day Sports Bar on Saturday. Stuck on Blue is at Parker John's Barbecue and Pizza in Oshkosh on Sunday. In Wausau, Sam Ness is at the Intermission on Saturday. Kyler Cruzo is at the Garage in Wausau on Sunday. And in Milwaukee on Sunday at the Collecto Coffee at Prospect in the Black Room, it's the Robot Witch with Alternative Radio and Midnight Purchase. That's your Max Inc. Radio live music calendar update. For news and updates, be sure to follow Max Inc. Radio on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and our podcast page at civicmedia.us. Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weichert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Hey music lovers, Sims DP here, asking you to join me and my band, Harmonious Whale, for a trip of a lifetime to Ireland. August 12th through the 21st, we'll visit the west coast of Ireland and head up to the beautiful counties of Donegal, Mayo, and Clare. So please join Harmonious Whale for a musical tour of Ireland. For more details, you can visit harmoniouswhale.com. That's harmonious, W-A-I-L.com. See you on the bus.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Jimmy K here for thespaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with thespaceship.tv. Thespaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at thespaceship.tv today. Thespaceship.tv.
Where can you buy goods from around the globe knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end human trafficking by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. EthicalTradeCo.com. Goods for a better world.
Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
are listening to Max Inc. Radio, and that song was Chopper. It's an original drum solo from Quentin Kufall, who joins me now. Hey, Quentin, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hello, how are you, Terry?
I am great. It's so good to be able to talk with you. Your drumming is ridiculously good. I want to ask you about it. Now, you recently moved from Milwaukee to Nashville. So tell me about the change and what it means for you as a drummer.
Well, I think most notably, the weather is leaps and bounds better than Wisconsin. However, it's very humid at times.
Ah.
But I think the age-old debate is, would you rather be hot or would you rather be cold? I personally would rather be hot.
Yes.
It means a great deal. It's a lot of risk. And I really don't know what's going to happen here. But being 27, the number 30 is a little daunting to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so I get it.
I didn't want to be either 30 or 40 or 50 or whatever age and look back and go, I regret not doing this when I was young and stupid, because I can always get a jobby job and kind of live a normal life, or what is deemed as a normal life.
Yeah.
So now is the time to gamble and see if I win the lottery.
Good for you. So how's it going so far? You only moved, what, 2 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer of slow and steady wins the race. Got so it. At the moment, nothing super notable to really talk about. More so just meeting with people and, as a friend of mine put it, planting seeds. And we're going to see which of those seeds grows a little faster than maybe the others.
Connections are the way to do it. Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely. You
know, yeah. And now I guess I want to ask you, for those that really don't know you, maybe they've not heard of you and your drumming, how do you describe Quentin Kufall?
Oh, boy. That's a good question. I would describe myself as a people's drummer. And what does that mean? It means that if you're a musician, you can more than likely appreciate the musicality that is taking place with my performance and drumming. But if you're not a musician or you can't dance or clap on time, then you can really appreciate maybe the visual elements that go into my performance,
mm-hmm.
whether it's stick tricks or headbanging or the artistry that goes into constructing a drum kit, or simply maybe you just enjoy music and you enjoy the type of songs and the music that I am associated with.
Yeah.
So people's drummer.
I like people's drummer. That works for me. You know, I did play some of your music for a couple of drummer friends of mine, and really? They sat back in the chair after listening and were like, I'm exhausted. How does he do that?
Well, I don't know. Just a lot of practice.
Yeah.
And it depends on what kind of musician I think you want to be.
When did you start playing, or when did you first get interested in wanting to be a musician?
I started playing when I was five.
Five.
But that doesn't really mean anything, right? That doesn't, okay. I'm not playing drum beats. I'm not playing shows at five. I'm hammering away like a five-year-old would. But when I started really getting into music and thinking about it as a potential career opportunity, I would say maybe 13 or 12, because at that point I'm able to put a band together. I'm able to talk amongst my classmates, figure out who plays guitar. Hey, can you play bass? Do you have the courage to sing? And you play a talent show and suddenly you think, I can do this as a career opportunity. But how do I make it a career opportunity? So a lot of questions when you're 13, but the dream was planted at that time.
And of course, I think one of the parts of the dream, how much KISS has influenced you, and you have been part of tribute bands. So tell me about it.
It's been a 10-year long part of my life.
Yeah.
KISS has always been a part of my life. The same time that drums were introduced is when KISS was introduced. And the two seemingly have gone hand in hand for, like I said, the better part of a decade.
Yeah.
And really, you get into the game, and it's kind of like anything. People hear about you, and if you're good at it or deemed good at it, other opportunities come along. And it's like any job, right? You take a different job or you get a promotion. So my first band led to me being in my second tribute, which led me being into my third tribute. And like we had said earlier, it's really all about connections. It's a really great community. For the most part, people are really kind and very helpful. Mm-hmm. And very supportive of each other. And it's been a really fun ride.
Are you still in any of those tribute bands to Kiss? And obviously, you would be the drummer.
Yeah. I actually left the tribute that I was most previously in at the end of last year. Really, the reason being is so I could have complete availability in Nashville. In the Kiss tribute world, there's a lot of retirement posts, like, oh, I'm done. It's, and then a year later, you see that same person who retired is back kind of doing it. And I'm not necessarily discounting that I could be a part of a tribute or even go back and fill in with tributes that I've been a part of it, But right now, I really want to put the blinders on and focus on what can I do in Nashville? Mm-hmm. Can I be a part of something that could lead to some of the dreams that I had when I initially started playing music?
I love that you said, you know, you really had to make the choice, pack it up, move to Nashville from the Milwaukee area. And now you're pushing hard to make those dreams come true. What do you think would be the biggest thing that could happen for you? What would be one of those dreams?
Landing a touring opportunity with a band that I enjoy the music of.
Yeah.
So kind of like being the Eric Singer of a band, where someone like Eric Singer has had had an incredible career.
I agree.
Whether it's Black Sabbath or Lita Ford, and more notably with Alice Cooper and Kiss at the same time, how do you even manage that? So if my path could lead me to something like that, I would be over the moon about it.
Well, we would be thrilled for you too, but we would still say you're Wisconsin's own. I hope that's okay.
You know, it's weird because as I moved here, not that I have any distaste for Wisconsin at all, but certain things happen in everyone's life and you kind of go, well, you know, I didn't get maybe some of the support that I thought I had hoped for. And now moving here, I reflect back and kind of go, now that I have to start over, so to speak, I had a really good thing going in Wisconsin. But, you know, some of those negative elements can almost influence the positive ones.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Over the years, I mean, that is no diss at all to Wisconsin, but you just have some certain things happen and they shape who you are. But Wisconsin's been very good to me.
That's great to hear. Yeah. We were talking with Quinton Kufall. He is a drummer extraordinaire, and this is Max Inc. Radio. You have this solo show coming up, and it's going to bring you back to Wisconsin. It's happening May 27th, the Dan Jansen Family Fest in Greenfield. And as I read about this, Quinton, this is a big deal.
Yeah. Growing up, Greenfield is my hometown. So it's a very big deal for me because I would go at 12 years old and see the Wisconsin cover band Cherry Pie.
Oh, of course.
And that was my really first introduction to hair metal music, which I am quite fond of. So every year I would go. It was they were always booked for the festival, and I'd get glammed out and go, and I always had dreamed of playing Dan Jansen Fest. And every time I was in a new band, I would annoy the people in charge, like, hey, why book some band that's not from Greenfield when you can book me?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they finally did. So,
and this is your first time doing this festival.
It's actually my second.
Okay.
So they liked me so much last year that they booked me back this year. And it's great. It's really the first festival that is kicking off summer for Wisconsin festival season. I don't know. It means a lot to me.
And I'm really happy. When you play something like this and people maybe haven't seen a solo drummer show, do they approach you kind of trepidatiously? Or are they really excited because you do put on such a show?
I would say trepidatious is the word. I haven't put a ton of effort into the promotional side of things.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is when you're booking a show, you typically have either an EPK or you have a series of promotional photos and maybe some sound clips of your band performing. And this was really meant to be an easy thing. It was meant to rival the acoustic guitar player that sets up in the corner and plays on a Thursday night and kind of just fills their calendar.
Yeah.
And I thought, how can I do that with drums? What does that mean for just solo drums? So I found a ton of backing tracks on YouTube. And most notably of my favorite psalms, whether that's a Rush tune or a Dream Theater song, Avenged Sevenfold, if you like it heavier, or a few like more classic rock songs sprinkled in, like a Kiss tune or maybe a Motley Crue song, or Foo Fighters, which is a little more palatable.
Yeah.
And it kind of became this thing of, if you're going to watch a drummer for 3 hours, it should probably be either visually entertaining or musically proficient. All those bands I listed kind of contain all of that, all of those elements. It's just not a typical thing, right? I'm not playing a Jimmy Buffett song, or I'm not playing, you know, a Tina Turner song or something that most of these cover artists are playing. These are songs that I really like, that bring me a lot of joy, and that I would associate, if I saw a solo drum show, it associates all of those elements of, man, that guy just played Lavila Strangiato on drums. I can't believe it. Or, you know, he's playing a Motley Crue song, but he's going bonkers just, you know, with movement. It was hard to convey that initially.
Yeah.
But I think now there's enough word out that people can understand what it is. And if they want to take the chance and book it, I am really grateful for it.
That's awesome. Well, you do a great job on social media. I'm assuming that's the best way to keep up with you. And if they go to your Facebook or YouTube, they'll find some amazing videos. And that'll really give you a taste of what you are so talented at doing.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Yeah, there's not a specific link associated with a solo drum show.
Yeah.
But if you follow my artist page, you can get the gist. I scream enough about it.
Well, we will share the gist through another song of yours. And we just want to say thank you so much, Quentin, for joining us. And again, he is going to be playing a solo show at the Dan Jansen Family Festival in Greenfield. And that's coming up quick on May 27th. Quentin, thank you so much and have a great time coming back to Wisconsin.
Thank you so much, Terry. I appreciate the time and the thought to have me on the program.
Absolutely. We are happy to share your music here on Max Sync Radio. So here it is, another original drum solo song from Quentin Kufall. This is Max Sync Radio on the Civic Media Network, and we are local music.
CBS News Brief. SpaceX and Axiom had a successful launch about an hour ago at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
Engines full power. And liftoff, Falcon 9. Go Axiom.
It is the second privately funded flight to the International Space Station. Commander Peggy Whitson is leading the mission. The crew will spend about 8 days in orbit. President Biden says there's progress, but Republicans have to compromise if the U.S. wants to avoid default.
Now it's time for the other side to move. They're extreme positions because much of what they've already proposed is simply, quite frankly, unacceptable.
CBS's Christian Benavides tells us what happens if Congress misses its crucial debt deadline.
Economists say a default could send stocks plummeting, increase interest rates for credit cards and mortgages, and even send the U.S. economy into a recession.
Stock futures retreated slightly today as traders monitor those debt talks. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy, and I find fatherhood both relentless.